for the basic foundations.
Ikat tachlis abriya vayad shalom lekiven akol ulegir lescha hanifle shatzir samayisim shenitim lasi lemor leguf ulenefesh. The motion is bar. As we explained last time, the ikat purpose of this world and the destination where we're going is the reward, the scha, tzir samayisim, which the guf and the neshama will get. Anan yishnein yud beis ikorim. However, there are 12 ikorim. Shehem asheroshim hamolichin loitziyat. Those are the 12 basic principles that lead one to that destination. Yud Gimel Ikorim Mitchalkim L'Gimel Kutzot. The 13 Ikorim are divided into three groups. The first one is Metzias Hashem. Koneles Metzias Hashem Achdus Hashem Iguv Shul Kadmon Hashem Nimtza V'Sholit Al Kol Amorayim V'Oilomim L'Hanigam U'Lekiven L'Tachlison Mitchias HaMeisim. That Hashem exists, that He's one, that He's never goof, that there's nothing before Him, and that He rules over everything. Kitzur. The second one is Torah. Sh'atayre v'amitzvahs heim ha-mimtzoyim shal al yodam ha-adam muraymam yisatzmoyim v'ayet Torah. And the mitzvahs, the person elevates himself mi'achayim ha-tivim l'chayim ha-nitzchim, from the physical world, the natural world, to the eternal world. The Bechinus Tchias HaMeisim Kutzuze Koleles Nevuah HaNevim. Included here is the Nevuah, Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, which is a different Nevuah, Amitas HaTorah V'Nitzchis HaTorah, the truth of Torah and the eternal nature of Torah. Gimel is Scha. If you're not here, you're not here. If you're not here, you're not here. You're not here, you're not here. If you're not here, you're not happy if you be here, but if you're going to be learning, it's better for you to be learning. Gimel is Scha Avoida, reward and punishment. Kolel Hashgachas, Scha Avoinesh, Mashiach Ratzichas HaMeiskim, Meiskim Betachlus Hiviyat Shol Avoila Mekibin Lagia. The last putza is the destination where this is all leading us to. Remember that anybody who doesn't have all these 13 principles clear is an apikoyus. Afilu b'shoigim, because we paskin an apikoyus, b'shoigim is an apikoyus. Okay, that comes with all the consequences of the Rambam. There's not a chumra, this is not frumkad, this poshut basic. If you don't have this clear, you begin apikoyus. Okay? Quite frightening. Very frightening. That's why most people don't take it seriously, because it can't be. Fortunately, if you're missing one of these, you're not clear as a few little shogun. Got it? Okay. A kutzer ishan, let's go through this very, very briefly. Kolelas abi korim hadibrim oides mitziyoso shiloshin esorah. The first four begin and discuss HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The case that kol abriyem b'kuvena sesach lizu. Ha'ikar rishon, what's the first? Ikar, you should know this by pen. This, of all the 13, you have to know this one by pen. Especially if you're married, because this you need every second of your life if you're married. Ani ma'amin b'im in a shleima. Shaboyres Baruch Shmoy, who boyre umanig le kol abriyem. He created the world, Yesh Mi'ay, and his mani kol abriyem. He conducts and carries out the whole bria. V'hu levadoi, he himself alone, with no help from anybody. Osa v'hoitzev yaseh kol amasim. Did, does, and will do everything. Then you've got to get into your kishkos. Without that, nothing stops. If you think Hashem needs the malachim to help it make it rain, then you don't have to clear it. Kepshuta. Got it? Hashem makes it rain. Hashem does everything. Just without the malachim, he needs a bit of help. Yeah? That's not the closest God. Who levadoi? Ask the voice of Yasser Kolomam. If you come home and you get a rolling pin against your head, you think your wife's a nudnik, you're not because. Then lose your wife. And I'm going to mislead me. If you ask yourself, what did I do today that I didn't have supper anymore? Should I? Questions, comments, reactions now. If you go out tonight and supper's not ready for you, it's got nothing to do with your wife. And I'm going to mislead me. Who the father is? If supper wasn't ready, ask Hashem, Hashem, why did you make me supper? What did I do wrong? Got it? That's basic. Without this, the whole Yiddishkeit doesn't stop. So that's clear, everyone, no question.
Yeah, there's a lot of bap, 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 bap.
Surely that's not just saying that my wife is agent of
Hashem. No, she's not. She's Hashem Kapshuta. She's not an agent of Hashem. Hashem doesn't need agents. Hashem doesn't need your wife's help. She is Hashem Kapshuta. She's not your Bechira, therefore Kol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mirei Shemayim. So therefore she is Hashem Kapshuta.
Rose Bechira, she has Bechira. Rose, you.
She has Bechira, like everybody has Bechira, but Klapa, you, not just her, everybody. Klapa, you, there's no Bechira.
Her Bechira is part of the Shamsan for you.
Yes, correct. Correct. We don't understand this, by the way. And it's a subject of a major league machlek. Major league machlek. But the bottom line is Akobi Neshamayim Chutz Mirushamayim. So is this got something to do with my Yerushamayim? No, she's not my Bechira. Therefore, that's Hashem talking. Plows across the board, everywhere. Yeah. Akobi Neshamayim Chutz Mirushamayim. It's a call. Vula Vadoi. Also, what is the Yasin Kulamazi? There's a big Shaila. Whether my Bechira can override Hashem's Hanhogi in the world. The famous sort of Chaim HaKadosh by Yosef, by the boar. The brothers want to put him in the pit. Reuben comes by Silov, Mia Bechira Shelehem, says the Oruch Chaim HaKadosh. Much as is that talking about the Tzadikim Oilov, it's talking about the Shvatim, had some ability, it seems, that their Bechira could change the system. But that's a famous discussion, and in philosophy they discuss it at length, how far your Bechira goes. But the bottom line is you have to know that nobody can hurt you, nobody can help you, no one can do anything to you without Hashem's permission. By the Shvatim and the Avos, they're all certain anagos. That's why by the Shvatim, and the Pesach Chaim says, by the Avos, they were allowed to even be over certain Surim in the Torah. They were keeping the Torah. How was Yaakov able to marry two wives? And he was able to go into the Shreirish of Torah and understand that for him, he was able to change those rules. That's not by the Avos. I'm the Pesach Chaim. I'm not going to. That's a lengthy discussion. But that's what he says. That's not by the Avos. The Shvatim didn't have that ability. The Shvatim had the ability at a certain point that their Bechira could override the Hanogos HaElam. But that's no stira to Ani Ma'amin. They also kept the 13 sugya. So you have to understand there's a big sugya. Rav Tet went into, once gave a share, yeah, he went into the share at length. I think it's on the website. You can listen to it there. It's a famous Minchas Chinuch. It's a long discussion here. But the bottom line is we paskin like the Rambam. And the Rambam says, Hula Bada, fine. And we're not the Shvatim. So even if you hold that this is true about the Shvatim, I don't see anybody here that looks like the Shvatim. So, yeah. It's not Shaykh by them, Bichlal. I mean, even by the Tanoim and the Rishayim, this wasn't Shaykh. Only Shaykh by the Shvatim. Fine. He discusses as well the Rav Tet, that there's certain Tzaddikim that had this ability also to override the Rots of Hashem at a certain point. But that's not our wheel of our lives, right? And if you're holding there, that's fine. If you're holding by the level of a tzaddik and you can override Hashem's Bechira, but we have to first be not be up because that's the first goal.
So we do that every time we fast.
What? Become up because? That's Bechira. That's the secret Bechira. You can override the Rots and Hashem by the way you exercise your Bechira. Yeah. But not klape somebody else. I mean, I want to shoot somebody, and Hashem doesn't want this person to die now. I mean, it's not his time to get shot. You can shoot him as much as you want, you can't do it. You're going to get clapped for Bechira, you shouldn't have shot him. And Achinami, Hashem's not going to interfere with your Bechira. But how your Bechira goes out and affects somebody else, that's a different story. Avada, yeah. Every time you're over the Rots in Hashem, you just were over the Rots in Hashem. That's a miracle of Bechira. That's why the Goyim don't believe in Bechira. Because Bechira is impossible. If Hashem created the world, Yesh Me'ayin, there's nothing in the world that isn't Bechira, that isn't Rotzon Hashem. So when you do an Aveira, you're going against the Rotzon Hashem. You just stepped out of reality. It's impossible. In a Chinami, that's one of the miracles, that's the miracle of Bechira. That we actually, Hashem allows us to go against His Rotzon, where everything is His Rotzon. Fine, okay. That's another problem here. It's impossible to understand that, Father. That's why it's impossible to understand Bechira. We have to know that we have Bechira. That's why Schav Einesh is one of the Yud Gimli Korim. You can't have Schav Einesh if you don't have Bechira. So Bechira is one of the Yesodos of the whole Priyot, of the whole of Schav Einesh. If you don't believe you have Bechira, so you're Kaifa Be'ike in Schav Einesh. Correct? Oh. Therefore, you better believe you have bechira. Everybody knows they've got bechira. All you have to do is look inside. You'll see. You know that you've used your bechira. Okay. אני מאמין בין השלמה, האמונה ביוד גמרי קוראים צריכי לא שלמה. אני מאמין באמונה שלמה. זה לא נפה אני מאמין, אגב רק על הווי, כסו לו קרוס, זה says, אני מאמין באמונה שלמה. מובסוס, it has to be basic. מחזק את זה, ובלי שום פיקבוק סופק, זה סופק כלל ויקר. It's got to be strengthened, it's got to be מחוזק. It's got to be concretized. Without any pitbook, the Sophic cloud is, and no speakers, no, be'era. Imuna shleima. Shabayir is boch shmoy, yasoda yasoda is vomer achochm, is leidus sheisha motzer rishon, vum ansi kol nimtza. This is the basic of everything. This is the Rambam, right at the beginning of yasoda, Torah says, yasoda yasoda, the foundation of all foundations, v'amud achochmois, and the pillar of all wisdom, later to know, sheisha motzer rishon, that he is the first existence, Vu Mansi Kolanimta. He creates, we use the word Mansi, Mansi is from Loshan Yasir, that it went out from him, and he brings from out from with him everything that's found in the world. So there's nothing in the world that he didn't create. So you have to know that there's a first cause, and that everything that we see comes from that first cause. The Brahma. Hakosh Bohu Bayu la Kola Bruin. Me'ayelyon shebalyonim aratachton shebetachtonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates yesh me'ayin all the creatures from the highest of the highest to the lowest of the lowest. V'him tzi v'boro isem me'ayed ha'muchlat yesh me'ayin. And he creates them from nothing, yesh me'ayin. Obviously nothing doesn't mean nothing. Nothing means everything. Means a ship. From him comes everything. Hu boire. What does it mean? Who boire? He's barach boire. Bahave lekola bruin, bekol rega verega. He creates right now, every moment, everything. Yeah. Bechol yom oisa tamid my sebration. Bekol rega verega. Every moment Hashem is recreating the world. Not that he created the world this morning and it's now sort of like running on automatic until this afternoon. Every moment, because Baruch is recreating the world. Yesh miay. Which has major league ramifications. One of them, just for kitsa, is why we say Yeshua Hashem purifies. Even if the sword is about to touch your neck, you shouldn't give up. Why? Because the next best second Hashem created a new world where that sword doesn't even exist. So Hashem's creating the world Yeshman every moment. I mean, this disease that there's no cure for in the world now, in the next best second there can be a cure for it. So Hashem's creating a whole new world, and the whole new world can create new factors. Not that Hashem has to create something in the world, he has to bring something new into an existing world. He just recreates the world. That's what he's doing every moment. He's creating a new world. Many other fascinating ramifications of that idea. Ve'ilu hayem asalek ritzayim elakayim esametziyos. If Hashem would just stop his desire to keep the world going, afilu lerega, even one moment, hakol yachayz leed and muklad, everything goes back to tov, everything will go back to void. Because the only thing that's keeping the world going is Hashem's Ratzon, to keep it going. If he would stop for 1 second having Ratzon to keep the world would cease to exist.
What is the next example?
It would go back to non-existence. Nothing. Of the world. You go back to Hashem, yeah, you go back to the Ein Sof Baruch Hu. You go back to the world pre-symptom, pre-creation of the physical world, yeah. We mean nothing, klape our perspective. Nothing never means nothing, nothing always means everything. We'll go back to what it was before Hashem said, Breishis, Baruch Hu. Kamoshi Alif, Naya Bria, like it was before the Bria. You have the Ein Sof Baruch Hu and nothing else. Hadova Poel Kamoseret Hamukran Al Masach. It's a bit like you're watching a movie on the screen, right? Shekayim Rak Koloid Shemechonet Hakrana Poelet. As long as the projector is shining a light on the wall and you have the seret running through the light, you have the movie on the wall. The minute you switch off the projector, the movie ceases to exist. That's exactly what this world is. That muscle is used very often. The muscle of a movie, a light shining through a filter, and you have that on the wall, what you have on the wall is very much a very accurate muscle for what the world looks like, Tapa Hashem. Hashem shines his light into the world by a whole system of filters, and that system of the permutations of those filters basically gives light to the projection we see down here. But that's all it is, a projection. That's much more than just a projection. I think in the marshal it's a projection. The name shall obviously is much more than just a projection.
Each frame.
Each frame is a new frame, is a new bria. Yeah, there are many, many, many mosholim that come out of it. Umanig lekol abruim, who is barach gam manig lekol abruim, who mashgiach chalei musayve v'skol hamoy shevoylam kurtzoyne alyer. He also supervising and controlling everything that goes on, all the events and all the nisayves and all the happenings that happen to a person. It's all being choreographed by Hashem. According to his higher wisdom and rotzon. There's no power in the world that is able to function on its own independent power. Everything else that's poil in the world gets his koyach from Hashem. He's the only one that's poil from his own koyach. There's no other cause of anything else that happens in the world except him. Nothing happens in this world that has its source anywhere other than in Hashem. El akol munog al yodo, everything is conducted by him. Garzen beyada chaysef, ukeit beyada chaysef. Garzen is a
grinder,
an axe, a sculptor, whatever, an axe in the hand of the chopper, whatever, or pen in the hand of the writer. Ein b'magze, kol nidre. Hein b'ava, hein b'ava, hein b'osid. What was, what is, and what will be, all Hashem and Hashem alone, the Bodo. Hashem and Okeinu, Hashem Echot. There's nothing else employed in the world other than Hashem. Except for us. We have Bechira. We become bodos in Hashem. Bria. We're able to also do things, Yesh Mi'ayim, to a certain extent. But only still plugged into Him as the source. That's the miracle of Bechira. We have certain degree, limited, very limited, independent abilities. In a very limited arena called Tarek Mitzvah, we have an ability to be pile and to mechadesh in the world Aruchni. But that we have to see the first, the whole first shot of the Nefesh HaChaim, where he discusses what it means, B'Tzelem Elokim, that we were created B'Tzelem Elokim, what that means. But obviously it doesn't mean that we have that independent power without Hashem. Why do we have Hashem? But we do have a certain degree of independence. There's nothing else in the Bria has. That's quite a frightening responsibility. Comes out that Hashem can't fulfill the purpose of creation without us. We only get that power from Hashem. That's not okay. So that's the first ikar. Once you know that there's a creator and that he conducts everything according to his desire, then you have to meditate on what purpose Hashem is moving the whole Bria. We see good and bad in the world. Fundamental philosophical question is, once you've bought into the first of the Yud Gimli Korim, okay, is what are you going to do about evil now in the world? How are you going to deal with evil? How does evil come out of Hashem? Hashem's kulu toif. And everything in the world comes from Hashem. So you see, even in the world, so evil comes out of Hashem. It must mean there must be a shreiresh in Hashem of evil, which you can't say, because he's kulu toif. So how do you deal with evil in the world now? Major kasha, though. Major, major kasha. If you don't have a kasha, it means you haven't got the ikka clear. You know you've got this ikka clear when you walk into a brick wall called, hey, how did Hitler get into the world? Yeah? Where does Nimrod come from? From Hashem? Hashem's kulu toiv. Hashem's kulu toiv. And nothing in the world can exist without Hashem. Bechira can give birth to something, to evil that's not in Hashem. So you just created something, Yesh Miayim. That doesn't have the Makor in Hashem. So that's Oika, the Yud Gimel, that's Oika, the first of the Yud Gimel Ikari.
It's not evil.
It's not evil?
Nothing is evil.
Nothing is evil. It's all good. Hitler was good. Eating Chaz is good. It's all good. It's all just one big good. So there's not chav oynish. What am I getting oynish for? This good?
Ra's a creation.
Para was kulo good.
Ra's a creation.
Who created it?
Hashem.
But everything that's in the creation comes from Hashem. That means Hashem must have a shorish of evil in order for it to be. That's what he calls. Hashem kulo
shorish. No, what he created nothing to do with him.
Nothing to do with him. So then he didn't create the Yeshem Yahya. Then he wasn't mamsi kol abriv. Either he was mamsi or he wasn't mamsi.
He was, but it doesn't define Hashem. Hashem can create something.
He can create something that he doesn't have any shorish, that he doesn't have a chayla. Where did it come from? How did he do that? Mamsi means it comes from him. Everything in the world you see came from Hashem. Yeshem Yahya, it came from the Ein, came from Hashem. That means there must be a shorish somewhere in Hashem of evil, which is, we can't say this. There's a major, major discussion where evil in the world comes from, okay? The Matthias deals with it in a very fundamental way in Living Inspired. He discusses it there. That's one approach. There are many different approaches. The classic approach, I wouldn't call it the classic approach, the main approach he dealt with there. Ein Schatz. The secret of the Mate Elokim, the stick that Moshe Rabbeinu held, the Mate. Ein Schatz. Okay. But you have to have the Sasha.
Okay, yeah.
You don't see it until you haven't got the Yudimut here, then you haven't got the Ikat here. I promise you.
If I'm a workman and I have a tool bucket, and in my tool bucket I've got all kinds of tools, and I use those tools to fix. Those tools don't define me.
Correct.
Those tools exist in order that I can fix that thing.
Cool. But
Hashem's Lord doesn't define by the fact that he has an attribute.
No, because Hashem
created the attribute that he uses.
No.
Hashem's not happy. Hashem's not sad.
One second. Hashem is those tools.
No.
The tools are not separate from Hashem. So then you haven't understood what it means that Hashem means everything. Yes, he is. I don't need Rav Lindt to say it. It's a Mufusha Rambam. It's a Mufusha Rambam. I'm just telling you now. When we say Hashem is... Okay, well, stop it. Just stop. When we say that Hashem is a hand, what do we mean?
Metaphorical for us to understand.
What?
Metaphorical for us to understand Hashem.
Metaphorical to understand. So the Torah lies.
No.
Yes. Because the Torah says Hashem is a head. And you think he doesn't have a head. It's metaphorical. So the Torah lies. That's what you say. That Rambam that says that Divrei Torah Kolosheh Ben Adam, let me just bring it up today.
Okay.
The Rambam says that Hashem, we'll see when we get to that Ikka, not the Ikka now, it's going to be 3 and 4 basically. Number 3 really, it's the next one. Ve'ilosum dimyon klal. You can't talk about Hashem's hand, you can't talk about he's happy, you can't talk about the cook. Why? Because they're all things that Hashem created. You can't define Hashem by what he created. Hashem's not sad and he's not happy, and he doesn't have a hand, he doesn't have a leg, he doesn't have anything, he's Ein Sof, he's infinite. So how does the Torah talk about Hashem's hand? Yerachmeh, listen carefully. How does the Torah talk about Hashem's hand? So the Rambam says, Divrei Torah Kolosheh Ben Adam. The Torah speaks in human terms, yeah? So what does it mean in human terms? We can't understand what it means Hashem doing certain things. So the Torah uses Hashem's hand, and from the metaphor of Hashem's hand, we understand a little bit what Hashem's really doing. But Hashem doesn't really have a hand. The Torah lies. The Torah says Hashem has a hand. And to understand the Rambam like that means you're understanding that it comes out that the Torah lies. And the Torah's not out of lie. So Pshat's not like that at all. Pshat doesn't mean that it's a metaphorical hand. People make a big mistake here. You know what it means? It means Hashem does have a hand. Hashem really has a hand. You go look in Hashem's world, you'll see the shreyosh of a hand there. You've got to see a hand. What does it look like there? We have no idea. You're not allowed to even know what it looks like up there. So what does Hashem do? He gives me a marshal of what his hand looks like. This is a marshal of what a real hand looks like. This isn't a real hand. It is at a certain extent. This is a marshal for what Hashem's hand looks like. Divrei Torah Kolosheh Ben Adam. The Torah talks in marshal terms. Everything the Torah says is a marshal. And the nimshal is Hashem himself. And when the Torah talks about Hashem's hand, of course Hashem has a hand. What does Hashem's hand look like? We haven't got the foggiest idea. In the infinite oneness of whatever it means, infinite oneness of Hashem, okay, there's something there, kaviyachol, that's called a hand. Yeah? And that's how Hashem took a van mitzrayim biyat chazaka, with a strong hand. What is a strong hand? Any musak. I'll give you a muscle for what a strong hand looks like. Yeah. This is what a mashal is for the hand. The real hand! The real hand is Hashem. Hashem got the real hand. Everything like that in the Bria is a mashal. Everything. Shocking news.
I think I've been asked this is evil in the world.
One second, we'll get there. Therefore, when you see Ra in the world, when you see evil in the world, you have the following kasha, based on what we've understood. There's no real evil in... The same as Hashem's hand is a marshal, so then the Ra you see in the world is a marshal. I mean, in the shayrish of Hashem, in the Ein Sof, whatever, there's a shayrish of Ra, which manifests down, yeah, in the evil we see. That make the whole basis of what we understand Hashem to be. That Hashem is kulutoy. The fact that in some metaphysical, mystical way he has a hand, whatever that's called, we don't understand, but they're going to live with that. But you can't say that about the fact that he has evil. Therefore, if you see evil in the world, you have a fundamental kasha on this understanding. Fine. It's not a kasha. You don't deny the evil. You don't have a kasha. They're trying to deal with this already. It's an old problem.
You can say that there's certain, in other words, Hashem has whatever source it is, and people could use that source for
bad. Where did that come from in the first place? Where did this evil, where did the opportunity, the potential for evil come from in the first place?
No, for example, there's...
No, I'm asking you a question. Where does it come from in the first place?
From good.
From good? Of course. Yeah. Evil can't come from good. It's the antithesis of it.
But it comes from, now I'm saying, someone can take something good and turn it into something bad.
No! Where did the bad come from in the first place?
It's dust. The makor.
The snake was there before! Where did the snake come from? It's evil, so where did it come from? Can't come from Hashem, so there's something in the world that's independent of Hashem? Can't be. So if it comes from Hashem, can't be. You have the kasha or not? Stop trying to find answers. You guys haven't understood the kasha yet. You haven't understood the kasha because you don't understand the yesod. The yesod is that it's kulu Hashem, it's all Hashem. When Hitler comes at you, that's Hashem. Huh? It's a fundamental kasha. It's a serious, serious kasha. It's not a kasha that stops us keeping the mitzvah. It's not a kasha that stops us. It's something we don't understand. You understand?
Why can't we say that there is a certain, let's say Hashem uses eating for good purpose? Yeah, you have to hit something that needs to be that is for good. Yeah, he's helping the person get up. Yeah. So someone takes the power of hitting that's in the world and he uses it against a little kid. That's not taking what Hashem gets.
When this person uses it and hits a little child, is that good or bad? I'm asking.
Action.
Now, forget about the action. Is that intrinsically good or bad?
Seems bad. It's not
so yet. Where does the whole idea, the concept of bad, come from in the first place?
That is a lack of the of doing good.
How can you say this?
We learned that good is getting you closer to the goal.
And I'm not the good for you. Is getting closer to the goal. I'm long before you. You haven't been thought of yet. I'm in Hashem's world. I'm in the Ein Sof Baruch Hu. Where's the potential there for evil in the world? Avada, you've got Bechir and you can do evil. I'm asking long before that. How did that potential evil get into the world when everything comes from Hashem? That means the potential for evil must be in Hashem as well. Well, that's a kasha, no? Well, that's a kasha, it's not a kasha. It's not a kasha, then you can go on. It's not a problem. Yeah. Bind to the kasha. The kasha is gavon, the shmak. And go have a look in Living in Spa, see if you can work out the teres. One teres. But it's showing the girl. Any more Eddie Spark with us? Fine. Did we start the second Ikka yet?
Yeah.
No, we have to stop. Okay, we'll carry on to my notice. We'll go to